It's Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. Great to have you with us. We're going to get done in about 40 minutes, and we'll transition from Sports Open Line to Cardinals baseball as Ameren Total Access is going to begin this evening at 7:10. We've been continuing to watch, seeing what's going on with Jordan Walker at AAA, and the numbers look a little bit better. I think if you really want to see Walker get to his potential, the numbers you especially want to see are extra base hits. You want to see doubles. You want to see home runs. We're not seeing a lot of that right now from him at Memphis, but the good news is he is hitting for average all of a sudden at Memphis, has his average above 300, and we're very happy right now to welcome onto the program. He's a sports anchor and sports reporter with WMC Action News in Memphis. He is Matt Infield. You follow him on Twitter at @Matt_Infield. Matt, thanks for taking time with us today. How are you?
Hey, good, man. Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. So I know you've tweeted out some videos with Jordan Walker talking about his process of trying to get things going. Obviously hitting for average, not hitting for power. What are you seeing from him right now as a Redbird?
Yeah, so a couple of different things. So the video that you're referencing, which is we got the chance to talk to him for the first time since he got sent down. This would be after their day game last Thursday. The biggest thing that he repeated over and over again in probably like the 8 minutes that we had with him was that he was really pressing at the big league level to start this year, which is something that, you know, for any athlete in general, when you're pressing and when you're not relaxed, you're not going to be at your best. And that's something that he said he was focusing on when he came down here, was just playing relaxed and having fun again. That's what you're seeing on the field. You kind of alluded to it right there. He's hitting for average. He is getting on base a little bit more. A lot of balls on the ground, which I know is a hot topic of discussion. That's been a hot topic of discussion around him going back to last year. A lot of balls on the ground, not a ton of extra base hits. I think he has four doubles right now, no triples, no home runs with the Redbirds. But the thing that he said to us was that he's focusing on just barreling the ball and not on launch angle or trying to create lift or anything like that. Barrel the ball, and in time, he said it's a process. He believes that the gappers and the power is going to come. So I don't want to call it a total reset, but it does feel like he really needed to kind of take a breath, take a step back, and that's what this opportunity here has presented him.
So it's weird because I'm a big believer in power does tend to be the last tool that really develops. So I've never been overly worried about him hitting home runs. That those will come just because. I am worried on his ability to lift the ball over the head of the second baseman and the shortstop, and that isn't what's happening right now. And I think that's the thing Cardinals fans should be worried about as well. And I don't know, is anything really being done to try to at least get just a little bit more lift on a swing?
He told us, now I'm sure there are little subtle things going on behind the scenes, but he told us last week that he is not thinking about that discussion too much right now, that he is focusing on barreling the ball, and then he believes that in time, when he barrels the ball more often, that hitting the ball to the gap is going to come, and obviously hitting the ball over the wall. I mean, I'm with you. You know, his ground ball rate in the big leagues this year was 50%, which is not sustainable for any highly productive big league hitter. And given the hype around him last year, where you had a lot of people saying that this was the Cardinals' best hitting prospect since Albert Pujols, you know, a 50% ground ball rate is something that's not going to get you anywhere close to that. And, you know, I don't think anyone really expects him to be Albert Pujols, but, you know, with the hype around him, I think a lot of people are expecting, you know, an all-star caliber player. And I still think Jordan can get there, but, you know, there's no denying that when you're hitting the ball on the ground half the time with the knowledge that big league teams have right now as far as positioning players, you're probably not going to get there. So I'm sure there are subtle adjustments being made. And, you know, he said that he, at the start of the season in the big leagues, he was not laying off pitches that he normally does. And I know that was a big discussion as well, that he's not driving the ball because he's not attacking pitches that allow you to drive the ball. So I think that that's probably the biggest thing that they're focusing on here in Memphis at the moment.
It's I feel bad for him, honestly, because last year he had that hitting streak to start the season, but then the Cardinals were so worried about him getting the ball in the air a little bit. Eventually, he was basically taken out of the lineup and then eventually sent down to AAA, and he did a nice job once getting back. And then this year, he just, you know, he's on a team that wasn't performing, and he wasn't performing, and now he has to go back down, and this is happening for a second time. This is a lot for a guy who's considered one of the top prospects in baseball. Even if he's lost his prospect status, he's still, you know, you and I can sit here and say he's a young guy who's got a great future in front of him. And there's just been so much that's happened in the last year plus for him.
Yeah, and so this is, like you mentioned, the second year in a row that he has been sent down to AAA, which was not in the plans. Obviously, last year it's a little bit maybe more acceptable, if you want to say, as a rookie. But this year, I mean, people were hoping for the sophomore breakout, and instead you got the sophomore slump to start the year. I will say unequivocally, both years, last year and this year, is more impressive to me because there's more adversity and controversy, if you want to call it, around it. Jordan has handled this with nothing but class. He has been awesome to work with. He was super pleasant when we talked with him last week. And, I mean, no one would excuse him or no one would give him a hard time if he was short with us or if he didn't want to sit there and talk. But he answered every question thoroughly. He was open about everything. And something that I asked him was, you know, were you receptive to coming down here? Because I think Ollie Marmol made a comment that he was. And something that stood out right away was, I'm just trying to be the best person I could be, is what he could say, was what he said. So he has handled this probably about as well as anyone could hope for. And he deserves the results because he is putting in the work. He's a very good person. He's a very easy guy to root for. We're all hoping for that success soon, but I have no doubt in my mind that he is built mentally to overcome this.
I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit, and if you don't have an answer for this, that's totally fine. But the Cardinals have a spot open right now in the rotation, and it's Matthew Liberatore, at least for the moment. That means guys like Gordon Graceffo and Sim Roberta are not getting that big league opportunity quite yet, and even guys who have been in the big leagues like Andre Pallante and Zach Thompson are staying at Memphis. Liberatore done a really nice job in the bullpen. I think that's what surprised some people, that they were going to put him back in the rotation. Is there any talk? Are people noticing these things at Memphis, that this spot is open in the rotation and right now nobody in Memphis is being given that opportunity?
I think at the very least, the one that is opening the eyes to, okay, is his big league debut going to come at some point this year, is Sim Roberta, because he has been awesome and really a revelation down here. He took a really hard luck loss yesterday. I think he threw six innings of one run ball, gave up four hits, but he's just been steady as can be. And you know, Graceffo and McGreevy and Thompson have had their struggles at different points throughout the year, but Sim has throughout the season just been steady as a rock. And you know, he didn't come with maybe the same prospect pedigree, at least in the rankings and whatnot, that a couple of those other guys did. But I think that there's a little bit of discussion about Sim probably deserves a look. And I asked Ben Johnson, the manager of the Redbirds down here, you know, he's seen a lot of pitchers come through there that have gone to big leagues. Does he think Sim has what it takes to be a good big league pitcher? And he said, absolutely. He said the one thing about Sim is that he is very cool, calm, and collected on the mound. He's always in control, and he makes it look easy. So, and Sim's got a really cool story, obviously, coming from the Netherlands and all that. So I think that that's the guy that I'm keeping an eye on. If he keeps pitching the way he has down here, he's going to leave the Cardinals no choice. He's going to force a call-up, and I'd be curious what he could do up there.
It's an interesting question that you asked, because you look at him and you see the results, but you also look at him and you don't see a guy who's ever been a super high-level prospect. You don't see a guy who throws overly hard. Like, those underlying numbers aren't really there with him, but at some point you just got to look at the ERA and the hits given up and all those, you know, all the baseball card numbers, and Roberts' numbers have been fantastic.
Yeah, and something that I did a feature story with him a couple weeks ago. It's really interesting because his dad was the one who taught him his delivery, and he taught him the delivery in a way that was repeatable and sustainable so that his arm wouldn't wear out. And he talked about how he watched guys like Greg Maddux growing up in the Netherlands. And, you know, Sim does have a nice little couple-pitch mix, you know, a couple of off-speed pitches to go with the fastball. And, you know, the fastball is not overpowering, probably sits at like 92 most of the time, but he makes it work, and he locates really well, and he changes eye levels, and yeah, you know, at a certain point, like, you know, we can look at, you know, I'm a big analytics and baseball savant guy. I love all that stuff. At a certain point, if you're getting it done, you're getting it done. And he unequivocally, of the guys down here right now, deserves that promotion above the rest.
He is a Matt Infield sports anchor, sports reporter with WMC Action News in Memphis. Follow him on Twitter at @Matt_Infield. Cardinals fans should really follow along with Matt because, like I mentioned earlier, a lot of his clips end up kind of going viral on Cardinals Twitter because he'll have a video with Jordan Walker or somebody inside the dugout talking. But he's a great follow on Twitter. Matt, thanks so much for taking some time, and hopefully we can chat with you again in the future.
Anytime, Matt. This is a lot of fun. Appreciate you having me.
All right, very good. That's Matt Infield, TV reporter based in Memphis at WMC Action News. We're going to switch gears. We'll talk a little basketball coming up in just a moment. Caitlin Clark's playing just down the road in Indianapolis. She begins her WNBA career. NBA playoffs are going on right now. To talk all things basketball, Mitchell Hanson is going to join us in just a moment as we roll on with a Graybar Sports Open Line here on KMOX.